Joining me on The Morning Sit is Marcio de Souza, who is Boulder Samba School president, and Dan Curtis, board member for the Boulder Samba School. Hey, y'all. Welcome to The Morning Sit.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So can you first share with me how you're involved with the Colorado Brazil Fest?
Yes. So I'm the president. Dan Curtis is part of the board of the Boulder Samba School.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are about 7 people in the board. We are members of the Bateria Alegria, which is the percussion ensemble from the Boulder Samba School. We have been involved with the Colorado Brazil Fest for about 11 years. We started in 2012. And, you know, we were just like not musicians, but members of the community that wanted to learn how to play the music of Brazil, samba, and be part of this percussion ensemble. And then it got more involved with the organization, and we were able to join in for the first festival and help organize that festival 11 years ago.
So the Colorado Brazil Fest has been going on for 11 years, and at this point, you're anticipating 1,500 to 2,000 participants each year, I'm reading. So that's exciting. And of course, this festival promotes, you know, the heritage of Brazilian music, dance, and culture here in Colorado. It's become a community staple, and honestly, it looks like such a fun and immersive experience. You must look forward to it every year.
We do. There's effort about Brazil Fest that goes on all year long, and it culminates this week. So we've gotten better at doing things, but we're always trying to grow and make it better. We've learned a lot, and we really love interacting with the musicians and the artists and having them come together and then seeing the response of the local community, whether they're Brazilian expats or just big fans like me.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky to have Márcio as our president and resident Brazilian. one of the resident Brazilians of the Samba School.
Right, so. Right. Like you said, it's an all-year process, but we're starting tonight. Y'all must be extremely excited for that. It starts off with the show on Pearl Street Mall. So just to kind of give a breath of this festival, it has a few different venues. There's one at the Boulder County Historic House on Pearl Street, the Boulder Bandshell on Canyon Boulevard, and then the Dairy Arts Center on Walnut Street. And it seems to be divided into a few focal points, dance and music, through both entertainment and workshops. And then we also have food, of course, to bring that Brazilian flair there. So I wanted to start with the music and dance, specifically the entertainment part. So we're kicking off tonight with Samba on the Mall. Can you talk about some of the acts included?
Tonight we are featuring the Bateria Alegria, which is, you know, the big drumming ensemble that is part of the Boulder Samba School. So that's going to be the main music for tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have other groups to join, like some other dance groups from Colorado, like Samba Colorado. We have a dancer from Brazil that also used to be a local dancer, Luciana da Silva. So there'll be dance performances that will go along with the music from the Bateria Alegria. We also have a capoeira group that will do their performance. So this is a free performance, you know, outdoors, and usually people that are just walking on the mall or people that know about the festival, they come together and they watch this big show that we put together. And we also having a master dancer from Brazil that's coming, Danda da Hora, and she will be performing dancing with the Bateria as well. So that's the first night of the festival.
First night of 4 nights. And I'm seeing the second night, of course, being a jazz station, I see some Brazilian jazz happening and some familiar names. The Brazilian Jazz and Foro night is Friday night. And that has the Brazilian Quarter featuring Carmen Sandim. And I see Michelle Castro Band has some other Colorado musicians. So is that mostly where the jazz lives in the lineup?
Yes. Yeah. So on Friday night, we have Brazilian jazz, more like instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the first set of the show. And the second set is going to be a more like a partner dance. It's going to be the same band, but then it'll be joined by the singer, Danda da Hora, and they'll be playing music from the northeast of Brazil that people love to dance to that music. And then Michelle Castro, on the next day at the Bandshell, she also will be featuring some bossa nova and música popular brasileira, which is the Brazilian popular music. So that's part of the jazz. But, you know, you could consider that the final show of the festival with guitarist Alessandro Panese is kind of a classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a lot of music that can be, you know, in the bossa nova genre, and choro, which is also considered jazz. You know, it's going to be an instrumental solo guitar concert. He's a fantastic guitarist from Brazil, virtuoso. This is the third time that he's visiting Colorado. We are very, very excited to have him.
The bios of all of them, I was just so intrigued. Like, every musician has such an interesting background and specializes in a lot of different music, and a lot of them started young, so it's really cool to have all of them here in one spot. Can you talk about the atmosphere? It must be amazing with the music. What are some of the feedback you've gotten from the community attending these performances?
Oh, just people are really excited to be there. I mean, particularly Brazilians, they're so... I've seen Brazilians walk up to what we're doing if they hadn't heard about it before, mm-hmm. and they're so surprised, like, what is this doing here? How? What? This is music from home. How did it make it all the way up here? But I was talking with Márcio this morning. I mean, ever since bossa nova came to the U.S., Brazilian music has really just been a part of life. It's a part of jazz. And I think samba, it's supposed to be the second most popular genre of music in the world after rock and roll. So it's the African rhythms. You know, I think that's it. It's the syncopation. It's just exciting and it's joyful music. It's very uplifting. It's very hard to be down, down and out when you're at a Brazilian show, because it's just so exciting. Music is so lively.
The colors too, and the outfits, like, it's, is that more like a carnival vibe? The headdresses and like the bejeweled outfits and the bright colors.
Yes, we do try and bring the excitement of Brazilian carnival to Boulder. You know, with the dancers are in their full regalia or full tapacistas. You know, they have their feathered costumes. And the capoeira folks giving their demo of their martial art is very exciting too. And that's tonight on the mall. There's just a lot going on. And for people who are attending the workshops, the dance workshops, you know, they attend the workshop and they get a real flavor of moving to it, you know, moving to the music.
Yeah, that's where I was going to head next. So you can watch the performances and then see some of these performers at that point become instructors and show you the ways of the dance. What are the vibes of these workshops? I see all levels. So I've got two left feet. So is it broken up into like two groups, or is everybody kind of moving together, same motions?
These are meant to be, you know, intro level.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's welcome to everyone. That doesn't mean it can't be challenging at times.
Yeah.
But there's a samba no pé workshop, which you just learn how the passistas move and how the guys move. And then on Sunday, we have the Afro-Brazilian workshops. So that teacher, Danda Dora, she comes from Bahia, and she grew up in the Brazilian music organization called Ile Aie, one of the biggest, most successful and famous blocos down there. So she can convey the real thing to people who are interested in learning about that movement.
Yeah. And, you know, we have live percussion usually for those Afro-Brazilian workshops, because mm-hmm. they really want to be close to the roots. And then we always make an attempt to have live music so people can feel the energy coming from the drummers, you know, and the drums.
They can take those moves now and like show their stuff through the weekend, which, mm-hmm. you know, feeling more part of it, more one with the Brazilian culture. It's one thing to watch it, you know, and then another thing to learn about it. What are some of the things you've heard from maybe people that have never danced before?
Well, I've just seen people come to one class, never having come to a class like that before. Mm-hmm. And then they're coming to all the events and they're asking us about when the teacher's coming back, you know, because they just find a real home in it.
One thing that's kind of magical to see is that when we play on the mall or even at the band shell, you can see the kids that really, they just naturally, they want to join and dance, and they just move and have fun. And, you know, they are really moved by the joy and by the music. So, you know, you don't even need to teach them. They just know how to have fun. And we see that a lot at our festival, kids having fun and dancing.
You know, our shows at the band show Friday night and two shows on Saturday, all ages welcome, of course. And people bring their kids and they can just run around, you know, because it's gated. It's just really appropriate for children. And it's great to see them enjoy the music and enjoy being around everybody, you know, in the community.
Of course, with festivals comes food, and Brazilian food at that. Are there food trucks? How is that happening?
For the Boulder Band Shell shows, which is Friday and Saturday, We're going to have two food vendors, two local food vendors that serve Brazilian food. So yeah, we're going to have some, you know, this space there is not huge, so we cannot have more than two. So that, mm-hmm. that's one thing is happening. But yeah, people will be, the Brazilians or people that want to experience some of the Brazilian cuisine, they will have the opportunity to choose from these two vendors.
What are the Brazilian flavors like?
I think they usually like to sell a dish that's called feijoada. That's based on a black bean stew, and they usually have a vegetarian option. But the traditional is with a lot of meat and pork in this black bean stew. That's one example. Mm-hmm. And we have like also the cheese bread, which is kind of a gluten-free snack. Kind of a bread that is made with yuca flour and cheese. So that's another very popular. We also have barbecue, Brazilian barbecue that, you know, they will sell different types of meat skewers. And so, yeah, there is some variety that will be provided by these two vendors. Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious. So this is happening again from August 10th. So tonight through Monday. Sunday. Then I saw, yeah. Was it a Monday workshop?
Oh yeah, there was a recent addition. There'll be a workshop with Alexander. He's a Brazilian musician that has gained a lot of experience in the samba, playing the cavaquinho and all the percussion instruments. So he's going to have a workshop where he will teach the percussion portion, and also get people to sing some samba.
Okay, so that one's more like music oriented versus dance?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So the festival itself is the 10th through the 13th, so tonight through Sunday, and then there's an additional workshop on the 14th Monday. Cool. Well, that sounds amazing. So listeners can go to coloradobrazilfest.org for information on schedule, bios, and all you need to know about this longstanding festival. I just want to thank you both so much, Dan and Marcio, for speaking with me about the Brazil Fest. And I'm so excited for our listeners in that area and beyond to check it out.
Thank you for having us. And vamos festejar.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. We are very excited.